The dictionary definition of poaching is taking game and fish illegally. Under the letter of the law, a violation is a violation, whether it's killing a deer 5 minutes after shooting hours or spotlighting a dozen deer after dark. Some hunters and anglers believe that these small violations aren't that bad. They can be referred to as subtle poachers. It's a fitting term because this type of violation avoids perception by those who do it, and by the many sportsmen who don't understand the danger that subtle poaching poses to hunting. In terms of overall effect, there is little difference between a small number of people who flagrantly take more than their legal limit and the large number of people who shoot their family member's deer on top of their own, or tag a deer for their out-of-state relative to save them some money on their non-resident tag. What about using Uncle John's landowner tag, known as cross-tagging? Some folks say, well, what's the difference if I shoot the deer or if Uncle John shoots it? First of all, cross-tagging leads to overbagging. It's simply a way for hunters to harvest more game than they're legally allowed. If they can get away with it for deer, they will do the same with ducks, geese, turkeys, quail, fish. Where does it end? Moreover, many tags are borrowed from family members and friends that don't even hunt. I've heard many hunters say, well, what's the big deal? We need to reduce the deer population anyway. Think of it this way. You hunt a large buck for several days, only to have someone who's already taken their legal buck shoot your dream deer on a borrowed tag. Doesn't seem so innocent anymore. Subtle poaching fuels anti-hunting opinions. It also creates a gray area for conservation agents. An example of this would be the hunter that doesn't check their deer. An honest hunter may forget to check the deer because of the sheer excitement of the moment. Another hunter may deliberately disregard the checking rule so they can harvest another deer. What about the hunter that telechecks their deer after the 10 p.m. deadline? Did they simply forget to call it in? Or did they check a deer at midnight because they just killed it illegally and are checking it to cover their crime? The bottom line is, if you cheat the wildlife laws, even a little, you are a poacher.